Questions 26 to 30. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the first talk. Listen to a teacher in a biology class.
Now, listen to me carefully because I don't want to have to repeat myself. Tomorrow, we're going to carry out a little field work and see how real practical biology is done. Now, before you get too excited, we're not going on an excursion to the forest or up a mountain. No, we're going to carry out a study of what wildlife can be found in the school field. I think you'll be surprised at the variety. I'm handing out a table of the common plants and insects in this area of the state, and tonight you're going to go online. There's a website address at the top of your sheets that has pictures of them all, and I want you to look at each and make sure you're familiar with how each one looks. Then tomorrow, in pairs, you're going to take a square foot of the field and note how many species you find in it. Each pair will carry out 10 of these surveys, which means that by the end of the day, we'll have 150 different sets of results from all over the field, giving us a great picture of the wildlife there. I'll take all the sheets back and put together the data into one big table, and you'll write a report on it. So I want you to take it seriously. No funny pictures, no we discovered a new species, just good, careful science. And remember, in science, brevity is everything. So avoid long descriptions and any kind of extended theorizing on what your findings might mean. Data, 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 and we'll worry about conclusions later.
Now you'll hear the first talk again. Listen to a teacher in a biology class.
Now, listen to me carefully because I don't want to have to repeat myself. Tomorrow, we're going to carry out a little field work and see how real practical biology is done. Now, before you get too excited, we're not going on an excursion to the forest or up a mountain. No, we're going to carry out a study of what wildlife can be found in the school field. I think you'll be surprised at the variety. I'm handing out a table of the common plants and insects in this area of the state, and tonight you're going to go online. There's a website address at the top of your sheets that has pictures of them all, and I want you to look at each and make sure you're familiar with how each one looks. Then tomorrow, in pairs, you're going to take a square foot of the field and note how many species you find in it. Each pair will carry out 10 of these surveys, which means that by the end of the day, we'll have 150 different sets of results from all over the field, giving us a great picture of the wildlife there. I'll take all the sheets back and put together the data into one big table, and you'll write a report on it. So I want you to take it seriously. No funny pictures, no we discovered a new species, just good, careful science. And remember, in science, brevity is everything, so avoid long descriptions and any kind of extended theorizing on what your findings might mean. Data, 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 and we'll worry about conclusions later.
Question 26. What is each student supposed to do? Question 27. What information can be found online? Question 28. What will the teacher do with the information on the sheets? Question 29. Why is the teacher talking to the class? Question 30. What does the teacher mean when she says,
"Brevity is everything"?